Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, to go over all the Talker charts for the week of November 11th to the 16th. This is, as we look around and think, my God, we're halfway through the month of November, year's almost over, what's going on, things slowing down? Nah, there's great stuff to talk about. And Michael is here with his orderly, fashionable way of going from number 10 to number 1. I guess there's only one way you can do it, Michael, you start at 10 and get to number 1.
Well, you can start at number 1 and go to 10, but it won't be as dramatic, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know. That's what's number 1, like there's any big surprise to that this week or maybe even this year.
We all love lists and we all love countdowns. I think it's wired into our DNA. So let's do our part. At number 10 on the News Talk Radio Stories of the Week, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have two stories that are related, tied. We have Lady Gaga admits to having been addicted to marijuana. And tied with that are discussions about marijuana laws. There's all kinds of changes going on in this country regarding the sale of marijuana and its legality or illegality. At number 9, we have more conversation about that fascinating tale from Florida, the Dolphins bullying controversy. And that's tied with a kind of an interesting story about a Southwest Airlines flight scare. People thought that they were going down. When all that happened really was they were, you know, changing altitude, and it was kind of a scary moment for people. At number 7, financial markets activity. At number 6, Secret Service sex scandal, and that's tied with the Toronto mayor scandal. So we got to keep a little scandal in there. And here we have two stories. At number 5, Middle East tensions. That's a whole realm of conversation. At number 4, Philippines typhoon, terrible disaster in the Pacific. At number 3, declining Obama poll numbers. He's in political freefall, and that's tied with one story that's part of that, and that's the Benghazi allegations. And we just recently had an election, and number 2, we have the GOP's internal strategy as people are starting to jockey for position for the presidential run. And tied with that is obviously a related bunch of stories under the heading of post-election analysis. And number 1, and really, it really has dominated the news talk realm this past week. More conversation about it than all the other topics combined. Criticism of Obamacare as it rolls out to all kinds of confusion. In the People Survey, we have Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin from the Miami Dolphins tied at number 10. The mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, at number 9. Number 8, Lady Gaga. At number 7, John Kerry and Joe Biden are tied. Kathleen Sebelius at number 6. Bill de Blasio at number 5. Hillary Clinton at number 4. Ted Cruz at 3. Chris Christie at 2. And Barack Obama, the apologizing president, at number 1.
Well, I didn't really apologize.
Fascinating, huh?
He didn't really apologize. It was, we made a mistake, and there are a few things you have to correct. And listening to all of this stuff, the hole just gets deeper and deeper, and that's why number 1 is tied to number 3 in terms of how the legal ramifications of this. I spoke to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's associated with Talkers.com and also with The Countdown Show, and we went over two things. One of them had to do with scams that will be connected to the typhoon. People are interested in helping, and so they'll look up online for some 501c3 that may be connected to this, and they'll give them money, and then sooner or later you find out it's a big scam. So that's one thing. But you also talked, Michael, about the legalized sort of sanctioning of the insurance policies that were supposed to be canceled. Now they're okay to be reinstated, but the insurance companies, and there's nothing you can do, you can't sanction them because they can do what they want to do. If you had a pre-existing condition and they don't want to cover you, you're out. And nobody really seems to be grasping this so far. This is more of a fiasco than maybe anything else in this complete fiasco that a lot of people think will bring down. There's nothing left of this presidency because he can't dig himself out of this.
But it's a big problem that's greater than his ability to dig himself out of. And whether or not he was lying or just didn't foresee the consequences.
Or maybe didn't know, the same as everybody else, what the contents were of the 1,200 pages in the bill. That's conceivable.
If that's the case, then then if that were the case, then he is a fool, and the whole system is in terrible. Terrible
disease. On my weekday Good Day program, I suggested he needed therapy.
Well, everybody needs therapy.
And yeah,
anyone who runs for president needs therapy.
Well,
I think the act of declaring yourself a candidate for president should be enough evidence that you should be institutionalized. I mean, just the very act of it. Mm-hmm. We don't see things clearly. We really don't. Yeah. Anybody who actually thinks that they should be president and goes out publicly and states it and then asks people for money to do that, well, maybe there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good fodder for a conversation right there.
We should only have presidents that don't want to be president.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who wants to be president should be, you're disqualified immediately.
Right. What does that mean?
You want the job. You should be so qualified for it that you don't want it, as opposed to wanting it. You know, what empty hole in your emotional system has to be filled to go after something like that and do what has to be done to get there? I mean, I what I'm saying is kind of extreme. I mean it partially satirically, but a little bit of truth.
All right, let's talk about the issues as they kind of come down and melt between left and right, especially when it comes to our number one issue this week, the rollout, the criticism. Democrats have been criticizing the president much as Republicans have. And so you look around at the landscape of liberal talkers, news talk radio hosts, and the landscape for the right of center news talk radio hosts and how they differentiate themselves in this particular area. It's hard for them to do that, and I wonder if that brings into focus the number of stations that are programming right of center versus the number of stations that are programming to the left of center audience. And
more stations are programming right of center than left of center. However,
so then how do guys like Obama win then? If we look at customer preference, what do they know or not know? All these stations that are programming
stations don't control the election. Because what goes on talk radio doesn't necessarily control the election. And the reason the Democrats have half of the population voting for them is because a lot of the people that would vote for the Democrats are not necessarily listening to radio or to the kind of radio.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats and the Republicans on the radio are both preaching to the same choir, rich people who the advertising agencies want to attract. And the conservatives are preaching to the choir that it's okay to be rich. Don't feel bad. And the liberals are preaching to the same choir, hey, you should feel guilty for being rich. Have some compassion for the poor. But they're preaching to the same choir. If there was radio that actually performed services for people that were desperately poor, having problems, couldn't afford to buy new cars, couldn't afford to buy computers, couldn't afford to be in that target group that Madison Avenue only cares about, or maybe a little older, from different ethnic backgrounds, then radio would truly be reflective of the nation. But this idea that somehow liberal and conservative, as reflected in talk radio, reflects the true population of the country, which is where the voting comes from, this is a delusion. And it's totally untrue. So it's, what else can I say? I'm telling you the truth.
What can be done to appeal to these people who would make up a vast listening audience of potential advertising ears? Advertising.
I'll tell you that after the break.
All right, stand by. All right, Michael Harrison has the answer. That's why he's here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. What we are doing is going through the top stories, the people being discussed this week, and I pull out three or four different things that are anecdotally tied to some of the stories that you can read online at Talkers.com.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher from Talkers.com, is here. We're philosophically speaking about the difference between left and right on the radio, or whether we're leaving a vast throng, a lot of people who are in the middle, who would like to have something either covering both sides of issues or not the kind of issues being discussed, that we tend to stick to the polarizing issues of the left versus the right. So what do we have? What can we get? What's the answer?
The answer is simply serve the people, uplift them, inspire them, and give them information that they need to better their lives, as opposed to pandering to their anger or to their fear. That's the answer.
Simple. Why don't we do that, then? Why aren't more people doing that?
It's difficult to do that, and it's not part of the system. As I said, the advertising agencies that set the tone of the culture we live in are interested in people who are affluent, active, and young. I don't know whether these people really exist in real life, but if you look at the commercials, and that really tells you what is motivating the system, the people as they're depicted in the commercials are the ideal that the entire commercial media system is geared to chasing after.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh?
I mean, isn't what I'm saying obvious?
Yep, it is, right. Those of us who earn our money in the world of advertising, yes. Of course, it's very frustrating. Before we run out of time, Randy Rhodes has been one of the prominent conversationalists when it comes to the left. And one wonders what her future is. A lot of people listening to this program know that her particular relationship with the people that are distributing your program is being disconnected. So what does she do? What do some of the other people do that have been household names this year that seem to no longer be on the air?
I think she'll pop up somewhere, and I think that she'll probably wind up doing podcasting and online broadcasting. I think you'll see more and more of that as the months and the years roll by for talents like her.
Right. All right, that's pretty interesting. And a prediction for the year 2014, which is closer than you think. Talk and the news talk radio world. That's what we are all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the Talkers.com charts for the week. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now moving ahead with the services of Michael Levine, who has long been one of the great PR agents in Los Angeles and in our country, founder of the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, and also he is responsible for the LBN Alert, which is a daily service. It is full of information about everything you can imagine in life. Very interesting presentation of the news of the day. You may want to check that out. He's here from his vantage point as a PR expert. We always are interested in taking apart some of these well-known stories or companies or people, trying to figure out what in the heck could they be thinking. And I guess at the top of the heap here this week, Michael, the continuing criticism of the Obamacare rollout. He says, I'm sorry, but he doesn't say it's my fault. He says, let's fix it, but you can't really. In this circumstance, it's like no win. The Democrats know, you look at his poll numbers, and they're spiraling, plummeting downward. And, you know, it just is one thing after another after another. So what's your read on this?
Well, I watched the press conference that the president had when he apologized, and I got the feeling, you know, of a man who was in quicksand, that the greater he grappled with attempting to get out of the problem, he was kind of being enveloped in it more. He does not look strong or decisive, and clearly it is not fair to judge anyone by their worst moment. The President of the United States is getting a far better deal from the media on this than if this exact same thing were happening to President Bush. It's just plain matter of empirical record that the media's bias against Republicans and toward Democrats, and particularly this president, is so overwhelming, it's not even a question.
You don't have anything, you can't do much about it because they are what they are and everybody knows it, so I guess you acknowledge it.
You can tell the truth, and the truth is that if President Bush had done the exact same thing, the public and media, the media criticism would be 100-1.
Hmm.
Not 20-1, 100-1.
But they're not going to admit that either. It's like Obama's not going to admit it's his fault. The news media's not going to tell you that. You just have to figure it out for yourself.
The president looks like he's in quicksand in this inability to extricate himself from his signature act that has gone horribly awry, been handled with incompetence, and I'd like to properly reflect the idea that no one's been fired. I think if the Toronto mayor were working in the Obama administration and smoked crack, I don't think he'd get fired. I can't understand. In business, if you do something wrong, you actually get fired. It is unbelievable.
Unless you belong to a union, and then
ever gets fired in this administration for anything.
No, they hire more people to fix it. So anyway, that's something that is not going to change probably, but interesting to speculate on. One of the most interesting posts I saw this week was you on Facebook saying free cheese is only served in a mousetrap. What did you mean by that?
Free cheese is only served in mousetraps. It's my interpretation of the old Russian proverb. If you want free things in life, there is a cost. Only you don't know it at the time you accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There is nothing free.
No free lunch.
No.
All right, so that's interesting. Michael Levine posting on Facebook. We follow him on our Facebook page, and you can follow him here every weekend. Michael Levine from the LCO office in Los Angeles and responsible for the news today on the LBNElert.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
From New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze-Dried Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the Talkers charts for the week of November 11th to the 16th. Welcome back in. This week, the number one item is the ACA, also known as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Problems that everybody seems to be having. Very few people are satisfied when they go to the healthcare.gov website. The president trying to make everybody feel better by maybe changing some things, but he made a lot of comments that didn't really hold up particularly well, as we hear in this conversation with talk host Bridget Quinn and Steve Scott talking to Jennifer Epstein from Politico.com about the numbers of people who have signed up.
Is the low number being chalked up solely to the problems with the website, or is there less interest than the administration thought?
Well, the administration is saying that they believe that interest is extremely high. They point to the fact that a million people or so, almost 975,000, have applied and gotten an eligibility of determination but have not yet selected a plan, and that had these issues with the website not been so pronounced in the month of October, some percentage of those people would have also signed up, and at least the numbers would have been a bit higher. They really are largely relying on the fact, relying and pointing to the website problems as the real problem and the reason why the number is so much lower than expected.
Original estimates were what, about 7 million signups during the 6 month enrollment? Obviously, they're way off that pace. Are you getting any sense at the White House that they think they can pick up the pace a little bit?
Well, they point to the fact that in Massachusetts there were only 123 signups during the first month of enrollment there, and that turned out to be 0.3% of the overall enrollment. They're saying, you know, if you look at that, then if we have even a, you know, slightly better situation there or slightly worse, then we're still in okay shape. That will mean that millions more people will sign up before we get to the end of March. And they seem to be confident that once the website works, that all this pent-up demand of all these people who want to get further along in the process than they've been able to will mean that those numbers will go up dramatically by the time we get to the December numbers, if not the November numbers, considering all the problems that are still lingering on the website.
Hey, quickly, before we let you get away, speaking of December, will they have this completely on track by then?
They say that the website will, by November 30th, be working for the vast majority of those who try to use it. The administration has not been more specific about that and whether a vast majority, you know, means 70% of people using it or 99.9%, and it'll be like, you know, any other website. But the administration really does seem to, at this point in time, be holding out hope that that these problems will be resolved in the next couple of weeks, and that going forward, the conversation will be less about all these problems and more about the relative merits of various programs and about the law in general and how it's helping people, not just how people can't even sign up for their new coverage.
From our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, talk host John Murphy is here with former Health and Human Services Director Tommy Thompson. They talk about the hearings with the Ms. Sebelius.
You certainly would be in a position to have some understanding of where somebody like Kathleen Sebelius is the position she's in right now. You must have seen some of this wave starting to come on even years back in your time in the cabinet. How do we fix this mess? How do we get out of all this?
Well, let me tell you, I have probably more knowledge than just about anybody else in America, and probably more than anybody, because I'm the one that was secretary when we set up Part D. And Part D was the pharmaceutical rollout for seniors being able to get drugs at a reduced price on a competitive basis. The first time we had competition built into the system. And we had to set up a system nationally, a computer system that was going to be able to have seniors pick the drug company and the drugs that they need to be able to purchase. And that particular program we rolled out, and as you know, 90% of the seniors in America say that it's a great program, believe in the program, and it was fraught with the same difficulties as the Affordable Care Act had, and we were able to do it without hardly any of the glitches that Kathleen Sebelius and the administration has right now. What is the big problem? And we did it completely different than what they did. We set up the rules a long time in advance. Kathleen Sebelius is still promulgating rules, so it's impossible to have any degree of finality. Number two, we tested every facet of our computer system and how it was going to roll out, how people were going to do it, with a smaller amount than a medium size than a larger amount. So we covered the watershed as to how many people were going to do it. And we were able to roll out. Sure, there were some glitches, but overall, the rollout was very, very good. I was not secretary when we rolled it out, but I was secretary when we set the system up and made all the preparatory work and did the research and did the testing. And that's the big failure. Kathleen Sebelius and the federal people are still writing rules and did not test like we tested for Part D, and that's their mistake, and they're reaping their failures right now.
Up next on the countdown, more reaction to the latest developments this week in the Affordable Health Care Act as we continue here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Continuing on the review of the hot hits in talk radio, the Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, Obamacare number one this week in the Countdown. From affiliate 104.1 The Truth in Tucson, host James T. Harris talked about Chuck Todd's interview with the president, where the president apologized for the problems with the healthcare.gov website.
Chuck Todd of NBC throwing up softballs. Let's see what the president's batting average is. Now,
I will start with health care. It's probably the most quoted thing or requoted thing you have said in your presidency. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. You said it a lot during the run-up. At this point, though, it's obviously something, a promise that has not been able to be kept. Just today, the Denver Post reported 250,000 people in Colorado are seeing health insurance policies canceled. Some of those people like those policies, and they can't keep it.
Right.
What happened?
What happened?
Well, first of all, I meant what I said.
Oh.
And we worked hard to try to make sure that we implemented it properly.
Worked hard.
But obviously, we didn't do a good enough job, and I regret that.
Oh.
We're talking about 5% of the population.
5%.
Who are in what's called the individual market. They're out
right.
there buying health insurance on their own. A lot of these
just
plans 5%. Are subpar plans.
Right.
And we put in a clause in the law that said if you had one of those plans, even if it was subpar, when the law was passed, you could keep it. But
right.
there's enough churn in the market that folks essentially bought subpar plans.
Churn in the market.
And now that may be all they can afford. So
all they can
even though it
take.
Only affects us.
Right out of the box! He's talking about subpar plans. Forget whether or not they were subpar. I remember if you liked your plan, you can keep your plan. Maybe I want a crappy subpar plan. Mr. President, what business of it is yours? Really? So now we're painting it as being subpar. So he regrets that. Did you catch that? I regret that. Continue.
Small amount of the population. You know, it means a lot to them, obviously, when they get this letter canceled. And you know, I am deeply concerned about it, and I've assigned my team to see what can we do
Wait, wait! I'm deeply concerned, so I assigned my team, the same damn team that gave us a debacle, to close. Did he say to close the holes, the loopholes? There are no holes to close. There are no loopholes, Mr. President. This is doing exactly what you wanted it to do, only sooner. That's how efficient you were. This is a, this, is this an apology? What?
And gaps in the law, because you know, my intention is to lift up and make sure the insurance that people buy is effective.
Are you kidding me?
That it's actually going to deliver what they think they're purchasing. What we know is before the law was passed,
right,
a lot of these plans, people thought they had insurance coverage, right, and then they'd find out that they had huge out-of-pocket expenses.
Right,
or
like
women were being charged more than men. If
Are you kidding me?
Pre-existing conditions, you just couldn't get it at all.
Stop! Before the plan, people were paying out-of-pocket. People were spending more money than they thought. After the plan, they don't have any insurance and are having to pay more for less if they can log on to your crap spectacular site. This is an apology. This is an apology. This is not an apology. This is the president using NBC to still promote Obamacare. This is a joke.
Here's Talko's Chad Hartman with George Kagalaropoulos about the website he and two other developers built that's comparable to the healthcare.gov website. They did it in a couple of days, and guess what? It works.
How well did you know the two other guys, and what exactly did you offer up with your site, healthsherpa.com?
So we've known each other for a while. We were friends back in college. And really what was happening is we all had to buy healthcare through healthcare.gov. And what we found was that it was fairly complicated and difficult to go through that process. So we said, there has to be an easier way. The data is public. It's freely available. Let's just sort of put a better interface on top of this data.
What caused you to say, let's do this? I mean, was it the thinking, okay, we're reading all about all the difficulties, and then why jump in?
Well, the reality was, I mean, it was, this just happens to be something that we're experts at, you know, what we build websites for a living. And so we looked at the situation with the compare plan functionality on healthcare.gov and said, it takes about 16 or 17 clicks just to see some prices.
Yeah.
We could do that in one click. Just enter your zip code, search, and you'll find all the plans that are available for you.
So since you and your two partners know it so well, when you look at healthcare.gov, what strikes you about what isn't working with the site?
So first off, I want to step back and actually answer the question that you asked at the beginning of the interview, which was, is it a fair comparison?
Yeah.
I'd say it's absolutely not a fair apples-to-apples comparison.
Okay.
Healthcare.gov has to talk to the Department of Homeland Security for immigration status. It has to talk to the IRS for tax returns. It has to talk to the state health departments for various eligibility requirements. So it absolutely is not the same thing at all. We're just taking the compare plan functionality and making that easy to use. In terms of the bigger picture, I don't think we're really qualified to, you know, to pass judgment, if you will, on what healthcare.gov has accomplished because they're obviously dealing with a very different set of constraints, parameters, and direction from their leadership.
But you mentioned in one of your answers that instead of having the price available right away, you have to click, click, click. In fact, I think you said 16 or 17 times. And when people are going to do this, they're going to need multiple answers. But, George, you know this well. The top one is going to be, how much is this going to cost me, whether it's new or compared to what I have right now?
Yep, and that's exactly why we said, let's just take that one element, distill it down, and present it in just immediately, as soon as you enter your zip code. And then if you want to refine it for your specific age and how many family members you have, you can do that right there without clicking again through multiple things or submitting any personally identifiable information.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the latest on the healthcare fiasco.
My policy was canceled, and now you said that you're supposed to be offered another policy. They never offered me anything. They just said, but it's going to be canceled December 31st. And they said, we strongly suggest you look into the exchange. So I said, well, why is my policy being canceled? They said, well, it's inferior. It doesn't match the qualifications of Obamacare. I said, well, such as what? And guess what? It doesn't have prenatal care or maternity count, a thing on there. It doesn't have drug rehab counseling for abuse, drug abuse. That's what made my policy, and yet I just went through cancer, and I paid all my bills, but it didn't have drug counseling and prenatal care. That's what made my policy inferior. I mean, I'm sorry. This president is doing more damage to this country.
What has happened is that legislation was passed, which is the ACA, and was made uniform across the United States when we have each individual state with its own insurance structure. We really do not have a medical delivery system. What we have an insurance delivery system that ensures medical care. And when we start uniformly trying to change things across the United States, it creates a lot of hardship to unilaterally put a law into effect without adequately considering what the impact would be for each state and each citizen in those citizens in those states is problematic.
Coming up, we'll check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman about scams you got to look out for if you're wanting to donate money to the typhoon causes. We'll tell you how to do that and what to look out for next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Well, welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman always is here every week to go through some of the items that are in the story column that have legal implications. The number four item this week has to do with a typhoon. And so because Steve Wiseman is an expert when it comes to scams, his website, scamicide.com, deals with all kinds of ways of preventing yourself from getting hooked into some of these scams. And certainly with the typhoon, there's an opportunity for a lot of people to run a lot of scams. So here's what I did, Steve, just for your information. At my Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, we posted an article that has about 20 legitimate, really good charities that people can give money to, and they know it's going to get over to the Philippines sooner or later. And a lot of people shared that on Facebook, and it was good. That's the kind of stuff I think that's worthwhile. I wonder what you advise when it comes to these scams that are going to be everywhere. People don't seem to use a lot of common sense.
No, they don't. They react and they respond emotionally and quickly without taking the time to think about a couple of things. And one is the scammers are always there taking advantage of whatever the latest disaster is and our generosity and compassion. So there will be websites for phony charities. And let's say you Google, typhoon charity. Just because it comes up high on Google doesn't mean anything other than the scammers know how to get good search engine placement. The same thing with an email. The same thing if you get a call over the phone. You have no idea whether indeed that is a legitimate charity or not. And even if you're on the do not call list, charities can still call you. So the best thing that I say is to find out, like what you did for your listeners. You did the work for them. There are legitimate companies. You have to check them out. And one place I always suggest people go is www.charitynavigator.org. This will tell you if that charity that has contacted you is legitimate, and it'll also tell you how much of the money that you contribute actually goes towards charitable purposes and how much towards their own costs.
So next up on the hit parade, certainly with the number one item being the ACA,
Affordable Care Act.
Health Care Act, right. The criticism comes no matter what is said or done to this thing, because it appears to have been so poorly conceived and worse managed. The legal right is for the insurance company to say no, even though the president now says, well, they couldn't under the old law, the old system, let you stay in your old, even though he promised that that was going to happen. So now the insurance companies have been told, well, you can take back these people if you want for the next year. Well, they may not want to, because there are a lot of extenuating circumstances, like if you have a pre-existing condition or the insurance company spent a lot of money, they could look at you and say, hey, tough, you're gone, and we're not going to renew you.
This is one of these things, and once again, this is going to come back to haunt. You know, the president made a distinct statement that no one would lose their insurance, and it really showed a lack of understanding of his own plan. I mean, the plan, the intention has been great, but the follow-through has been a debacle. And you're absolutely right, and this is not that the insurance companies don't have to, even if this legislation goes through, and that's not necessarily a slam dunk either. They don't have to follow it. And the one reason they won't possibly do that is they have already set their rates for next year. You know, the insurance companies have planned ahead. Now you're asking them to really go reevaluate everything, and I don't think they're going to do it unless there is incredible public pressure. And right now I think the pressure is on the president, not the insurance companies.
All right. Next item of interest. Let's talk about Canadian law. The Toronto mayor scandal is number six this week on the countdown. This guy who is using a Ford logo was told by Ford, you better stop or we're going to sue you. But what do we need to know about the Canadian system? Is it different than ours, or can they get rid of this guy the same as we might be able to here in America?
They can. The real interesting thing is, I was following this guy a lot, and I've got a friend from Toronto, and I said, what's the story on this? And they said, the people like him. He's a good mayor. You know, it kind of takes me back to when Bill Clinton was president, and he's messing around with interns. But he was a pretty good president. So whether this is indeed sufficient grounds to have him tossed out, I mean, what he's doing is illegal, but it's questionable whether it is, in effect, something he can be removed from office. And frankly, the political aspect, just like down here, he's still popular. Yeah. So he's not getting kicked out.
Interesting how that all works. All right. Good information. Don't forget to avoid the scams. The typhoon is going to bring a lot of things out. Check out Steve and his website, scamaside.com. It's dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams in situations like this. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.